Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Here's something I haven't done in a while. You got it, sweetheart. Some people love it, some people know. But here it goes.
Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day.
Yeah, this isn't just any song. It's a song we all know and love. Not a hymn, but certainly something that inspires us to follow Jesus. Where do those words come from? Jesus Christ Superstar? Final answer? Want to phone a friend?
No.
Godspell? Yeah, Godspell. Stephen Schwartz wrote the words and the music to Godspell, but he did not come up with those words originally. See thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly. Those words are hundreds of years old and were first composed by a bishop from England, St. Richard of Chichester. So you see, most good stuff is stolen, reappropriated, so to speak. But that's okay, because it's something that we need to pray every day, whether we get it on a holy card from St. Richard or whether we're listening to the soundtrack of Godspell. And we could call Day by Day really Zacchaeus' song. Zacchaeus, we just heard about in the Gospel, little guy, hated by his own people because he's a tax collector, which means he works for the Romans, and he extorts his own people. The Romans don't mind. He overcharges them with the taxes, skims off the top, pockets the extra, keeps the Romans happy by giving them their due.
And yet, he's heard about Jesus. And he wants to see Jesus more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly. But he can't because the crowd is in the way. We know that a lot of people follow Jesus. To make reference to another play and movie, great one, by the way, about the life, sainthood, and martyrdom of St. Thomas More, A Man for All Seasons. He was King Henry VIII's High Lord Chancellor. And in a scene early in that play and movie, he's having a conversation with King Henry VIII. Immensely popular king in his own day. That's why he could get away with so much. And in reference to his popularity and the crowds following him the way they followed Jesus, he was smart enough to know, he said, "Crowds are curious. They'll follow anything that moves." And we know that there are a lot of just curiosity seekers who follow Jesus. They wanted to check out the latest thing. But when Jesus' teachings got too tough, when he got too challenging, and when he said things like, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you," in reference to the Eucharist. Well, we know in the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel, many people said, "It's over. This guy's gone off his rocker." And they left. We're kind of in that same situation these days, aren't we? Christians always are, but it seems like we've got our particular challenges. Because even in our increasingly secular, non-religious age, if you went out on the street and said the name of Jesus, people would say, "Oh yeah, I know Jesus." But do they know him for who he really is? I remember my cousin's son, who isn't even baptized, although my cousin was raised as a Catholic, was wearing a shirt one day when I was over there for dinner, and it said, "Jesus rocks." Well, Jesus does rock, but he does much more than that. And so I engaged my cousin's son. I says, "Who is Jesus to you?" "Well, he was a great guy. Yeah, he did a lot of good things for a lot of good people. He was a great teacher, maybe even a prophet." We have this opinion more and more in our modern age. And these are the people who might be obscuring our vision of Jesus. We have to listen to what we were taught and how we were raised, which is the truth. Jesus is all those things, but more importantly, he is our friend, brother, Lord, and Savior. Son of God who came down from heaven. Second person of the Blessed Trinity. God made man. And he's much more than just a do-gooder or a prophet or a teacher. He is the Savior of the world. And so, like Zacchaeus, we might have to climb the tree to get above the fray of the crowd and the curiosity seekers, to focus like a laser beam on increasing our love relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what happens to Zacchaeus. Jesus sees that this guy is not just one of the crowd. He's above the crowd and really wants to know him. And that's why he says, "Zacchaeus, come down from there. I'm going to your house today." And that's very, very significant and symbolic. Because he wants to enter into where Zacchaeus lives, and he did so in his physical abode. And Jesus wants to do that with each one of us, too. When I do a wedding, I say in the homily, "This man and this woman have come to Jesus' house to invite him back to be the ever-present member of their household." The household is called, the family is called the domestic church. And we've got to make it so. The faith begins by being taught and lived at home. And a good gut check for each one of us is when we go home to look around and ask ourselves, when we have guests into our homes, Can people tell that our faith is important to us? That we're Catholic? Is there a crucifix on the wall? Are there prayers pinned up on a bulletin board or hanging off the refrigerator? Is there a statue of the Blessed Mother and or one of many of the other saints on a table or on the mantle? Are we saying grace before meals? We shouldn't be afraid to do that. Especially if we have people into our homes, we shouldn't change our habits and who we are. We shouldn't be forcing it down their throats. That's not re-evangelization, hitting people over the head with a crucifix. But neither must we swing too far the other way and accommodate people by hiding who we really are. Because how else are we going to re-evangelize? How else are people going to see that Jesus has come to our homes? And not just our physical homes. More importantly, Jesus came into the home that was Zacchaeus' heart and soul. And he wants to come further and further into the deep recesses of our beings as well. And what are the outward signs? The outward signs are important, and all those things I said about the home are important, but if they don't reflect a real interior conversion, then they don't mean much. And so when people look at us, do they see somebody who's praying every day? Do they see somebody who comes to Mass every week, like we are commanded to do, and is our privilege and our need? Do they see people who are availing themselves regularly of the sacrament of reconciliation, as I talked about all the time, but especially last week or the week before? Periodically stopping and saying, how do I need, like Zacchaeus did, to hear the call of Jesus saying, repent, turn away from this stubbornness or this bad habit or this destructive behavior and sin, and let me enter more deeply into here. Zacchaeus did it on the spot. He was a tax collector, a hated guy, but he said, I will pay back and then some what I've extorted, and I will do what we all must do as well. Because if we are people with faith, then people will see our good works and what we do for the least fortunate of Jesus' brothers and sisters. What we do for them, he said, we do for him. Will people be able to tell, can they tell, that Jesus has come into our homes, that are our hearts and souls? Well, work's in progress, but we can start where we're at today and pray every day the Zacchaeus song to see him more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly, day by day by day.